With the celebration today of Palm Sunday, the church throughout the world enters into this most special of weeks, one that is so set apart and special that we simply call it Holy Week. It is the week in which we celebrate the mysteries that are at the very center of what it means to be a Christian, the passion, death, resurrection, triumph of Jesus. I'm always amazed that as we begin this Holy Week on Palm Sunday, how we begin with such joy and exuberance as we join with those crowds that would have welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, yelling, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The crowds gathered, and we know that they cut their palm branches, and we join today in that festive welcoming of the King into the great city. How joyful, how appropriate it was. This was the kind of Messiah that people had been expecting, one that would ride into Jerusalem in triumph. It seems that this is Jesus' day. Finally, the great moment for the Messiah has arrived. And yet, on this Palm Sunday, we relive in the course of about a half an hour what would play out over the course of the week 2,000 years ago. And that is, we go, the same crowds that shout Hosanna to welcome the King, we know later would shout Crucify Him. What a great kind of transposition we see in the course of just so few minutes this morning. I think that's given to us as a warning. On the one hand, there are moments in our life when our faith is strong and we could shout Hosanna and we welcome Jesus into our life because we see what he can do for us. But there are other times when perhaps our faith is weak and we feel lonely or abandoned. We don't understand God. We don't like God. And with the crowds, we can shout, Crucify him. It shows us that our faith is very fragile. It's not enough simply to accept Jesus at one point and think that somehow because we yelled Hosanna once that we are incapable of turning right around and yelling Crucify him very quickly. This week that the church gives us is one in which we are meant, therefore, to draw strength, to build our faith up by reflecting deeply upon the mysteries of this week. What we cover so briefly here on Palm Sunday, the church gives us this entire Holy Week to unpack and even relive through the church's liturgy in a very beautiful way. Coming up this week, the church throughout the world celebrates the most special days, 3 days that are so unique that we simply refer to them as the 3 days in Latin, Triduum. Beginning on Thursday night, we gather with Jesus in the upper room, there to commemorate the great institution of the Eucharist, the priesthood, Jesus' commandment of love. It's one of the most beautiful nights of the church. The church gathers, as it were, in our upper room to relive these events and to be refreshed with the Eucharist that we might hear Jesus' words to us. Watch, pray, stay here, stay awake. Beautiful words that remind us of the importance of the Eucharist. But we know that the apostles failed this test. They did not stay awake. They did not watch. And so the church also gathers on Good Friday, on this day that marks both the most tragic event that ever happened in history, but also the greatest event, and that it won for us our forgiveness of sins as Jesus takes those sins on himself. We will have 2 opportunities on Friday here to solemnly commemorate the Lord's Passion. I pray that you'll be able to be present both on Thursday and Friday. And then finally, after we've relived the suffering and death of Jesus, the most important celebration of the entire liturgical year takes place in the nighttime between Saturday and Sunday. As this church in our world sleeps and is filled with darkness, marking those hours when Jesus slept in the darkness of the tomb, there into the darkness of Holy Saturday night, at the great vigil of Easter, the new fire is struck, the new flame of the resurrection is lit, and hope for eternal life is rekindled in the church. It is the mother of all vigils, according to St. Augustine. This is our solemn vigil, and I pray that if you've never attended the Easter Vigil, this is the most important Mass of the entire year. You might ask, why then aren't Holy Thursday and Good Friday and the Easter Vigil, why aren't these required? Well, to some extent, they're too holy for that. If you don't want to be there, if you don't understand why you should be there, the church says maybe better not to be there. The people who are able to be present know what this is about. I encourage you, if you've not been, this is the most important week. Plan to be here together with our parish family as we gather Thursday night, Friday afternoon, and in the nighttime of Easter. A vigil is to keep the night watch. Jesus' last commands to his apostles are to watch. I pray that this week we might join with the church in watching and praying, knowing that our faith is weak. We need strength. This is a week for drawing strength. Strength from what Jesus did for us. It is available to us if we will watch, pray, and stay here. I pray that this week for all of us here at Cure of Ars, your families, and indeed the family of the church throughout the world, this might be a time of great renewal, of great strengthening of our faith in this most special week. A week that if we keep it, if we watch, remain in prayer and keep vigil and not let this week be just any other week. If we truly set apart this week, it will be a week worthy of its title, a week which we call holy.